Today we're beginning a series of discussions on the topic of lo b'shamayim hi, which means how does halacha deal with shamayim, with dreams, with nevuah, with prophecy, with Eliyahu HaNavi teaching us halachas? Are we allowed to learn from them? And how does this whole effect? If Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells us this is a halacha, do we listen to him? Are we allowed to listen to a prophet if he tells us a halachic ruling? And the whole discussion of lo b'shamayim hi. This will probably take a couple shiurim, and I'll try to do the best that I can. Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. The gemara that really introduces this concept of lo b'shamayim hi is a gemara in Tzmura, daf tezayin amid aleph. The Gemara tells us, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shloishes Alafim Halacha is Nishtachu Bimei Evloi Shel Moshe." That when Klal Yisrael was mourning the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, the sadness was so overwhelming that they actually forgot 3,000 halachas. Amar Loi LeYeshua Shaal. So they told Yeshua, they were upset that Yeshua didn't know the halachas. So they told Yeshua, "Ask Hashem." And Amar Leh, he said, "I can't, lo b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in heaven, the Torah is down here." The Gemara records a slightly different variation of the story, that they forgot 700 halachas, and they were so upset that, Yeshua didn't know, 300 halachas, they were so upset that Yeshua didn't remember the halachas that they tried to kill him. So it says, Amar Leh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he said to Hashem, "What do I do?" So Hashem said, "Lo merlach yefshar. I can't tell you the halachas. As we said before, lo b'shamayim hi, and therefore the best advice is go to war. Go conquer Eretz Yisrael, and that'll sort of distract Klal Yisrael." We see from this Gemara that there's such a concept, that lo b'shamayim hi, that you're not allowed to listen to Hashem. Hashem can't tell you halachas. It doesn't work like that. That's not how the system is run. The Rambam, there's also a very, very famous Gemara in Bat Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, that there's a machlokas between Rav Elazar and Chachamim about it has to do with a tumah, and an oven is called Tanur Shel Achnoi. It has to do with laws of tumah. I'm not going to get involved right now. But Rav Elazar, so they said that we follow the Rabbanan because majority rules in halacha. Achir Rab Lahata, so we go with majority. Rav Elazar said, "If I'm right," he started making miraculous things happen. He said, "If I'm right, then this tree should move," and the tree moved, and they said, "We don't care. We don't listen to signs from heaven regarding halacha." He said, "If I'm right, then the walls of the Beis Medrash should start caving in." They started to cave in. And then a heavenly voice came out, a baskal came out that said, "Why are you arguing with Rav Elazar? He's correct." And they still said, "We don't listen to Rav Elazar, and we pass him like the Rabbanan, because lo b'shamayim hi." And actually, they threw Rav Elazar into excommunication for his insubordination against the Rabbanan. So we see from here that even if there are heavenly signs that we know what Hashem wants, we still do not listen. And that's an unbelievable halacha. The Rambam, in Perek Tes, Mehilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Halacha Aleph, he writes the following. I'll read it very quickly, but it's very important. It's very important words to listen to. Davar baru mefurish b'tayra. It's very clear words from the Torah that the Torah shei mitzvah imedes la'olam la'olam me'olamim. That everything in the Torah is eternal. Ein lo loishinov le'gira'in le'tesefes. There's no change, and there's no adding to the Torah. Shenemer is called Dvar Mashanoichim Tzavcha Eslam Ayom Tishemaru Tishmaru La'asayis le'soysov olam le'sigrimenu. Venemar, Vahniglas Lano Veneno Adilam, Las is called Divrei Torah Zos, Halamada should call Divrei Torah Mitzuvan Alas Ad Olam. We see from here that the Torah is eternal. There's no mitzvah that doesn't apply anymore. You can't just say, "Well, we don't have to do the mitzvah anymore. Times have changed." And it says in the Torah, "Lo b'shamayim hi." Halamadita, we see from here, she'ein navi rashai l'chadish davar me'ata, that a navi is not allowed to come down and say that you don't have to keep Shabbos anymore. He's not allowed to do that. For a temporary status, maybe, but not to create halacha la'olam va'ol, for eternal. And in halacha dalet, he says, "V'cheinim akar davar midvarm shalamanim pi hashmua." If a navi comes and decides to tell us that that which we've accepted is true is incorrect when it comes to halacha, or if he comes down and all he says is there's a machlokas between, let's say, the Rabbanan and Rav Elazar, and he says, "I talk to Hashem and I got to tell you the halacha is like Rav Elazar," we don't listen to him. And not only that, he gets killed because he's a false prophet, because Hashem would never send a prophet down to tell us a halachic ruling. And the Kesef Mishnah says, even if he was correct, meaning even if halacha proves that he was correct, we still don't listen to him. Because if he comes and says that Hashem told him halachic psak, that's incorrect. That goes against the rules of Lo B'Shamayim. So that's the major understanding of Lo B'Shamayim. Bez Hashem, in the next couple of shiurim, we'll discuss the concepts behind it about when we do listen to Shemayim, because there are certain cases that we do listen to Shemayim, seemingly. There's a famous sefer from one of the Rishonim called Truvis Min HaShemayim. You can buy it in Sfarim stores today, that it's all the halachas that before he would go to bed, he would write down a question on a piece of paper, and in the dream, it would be revealed to him the answer from the heavenly court. And he wrote it down, and we have it today. So how do we rely on that ruling? So, just to begin the discussion, I'd like to explain why. Why is it that we don't listen to Shemayim when it comes to halacha? You'd think the whole concept of learning halacha is trying to figure out what Hashem wants. If we're able to find out what Hashem wants through heavenly signs, that would be amazing. That would be great. You think that we would automatically embrace such a concept, but it's not true. The Ktzais HaChayshen, in his Akdama to his Sefer, deals with this at length. And he says that the Ran, in Drashas HaRan, asked a very simple question. The Gemara in Bamitzia says a very weird Gemara. The Gemara says that there was there's a question in the heavenly court. It has to do with Tsaras. You have a certain suffix when it comes to Halacha, when it comes to the Tumah of Tsaras. I guess they call it leprosy today. And there was a Shaila. There's a suffix. What's the Halacha when it comes to a suffix? I'm not going to get into the Shaila right now, but there was a Shaila of what to do with the suffix. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aymer Tahar. Hashem himself says that when in case of doubt, it is Tahar. It is considered pure. Umesita Derekia, but his heavenly court in Shemayim, Tame, they disagreed. Which is in and of itself an unbelievable thing. The Gemara says, so what do they do? They said, let's call Rabbi Bar Nachmani up, because he's the one who knows these halachas well. And that's what they did, and there was a whole discussion when it comes to halacha. So the Ran asked the question, I don't understand, how could you disagree with Hashem? All of Torah is trying to figure out the Ratzon Hashem. If Hashem tells you what he wants, then that's it. And what is calling up Rabbi Bar Nachmani, what does his opinion make a difference? If Hashem says this, Hashem says it's Tahar, then how could the heavenly court disagree? And what is Rabbi Nachmani going to do? So says the Ktzais, and then the Ran explains this. The answer is, when Hashem gave us the Torah, He gave us the Torah and it's ours. Hashem wanted it to be that when He gave us the Torah, down here is what decides halacha. It's Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Va'aretz, and Sanlav Ne'adam. The Torah is down here and it's for us. That's why the angels were so afraid. They didn't want the Torah to be given down here because it's in our hands to paskin correctly, hopefully, and chas shalom incorrectly, but it's ours. And he says that the reason why the heavenly court disagreed with Hashem is because although Hashem is correct, of course, that in case of doubt, it's in essence, it's Tahar. And the real truth of truth is that it's Tahar. But the heavenly court disagreed with him because they said to Hashem, you know what? Although you're right, but down in heaven, down on earth, that's what matters when it comes to halach. Not what you actually think in Shemayim. And because down on earth, they say it's Tameh, as we're going to discuss with Rabbi Baruch Chaimani, as they said, we're going to talk to Rabbi Chaimani, and if they say it's Tameh, we're going Tameh. Even though the truth of truths is that it's not true, and it's really Tahar. He says over there, and he describes at length, he says that's exactly what was going on with the Gemara of Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan. Rav Elazar was saying, I'm telling you it's I'm telling you that it's Tahar, when it comes to that oven that I talked about quickly before. The Rabbanan disagreed. Rav Elazar says, I'm telling you it's Tahar. And I'll prove it to you from signs from Shemayim. And they said, we don't care. Even though the signs are telling you that he's probably right, but that's not how halachic works. Hashem wanted it when he gave us the Torah, he wanted it to be that the only opinions matter are the ones from down here. And because that's the Ratzon Hashem, if angels tell us the halacha, if Eliyahu Navi, whatever, all these things we'll have to describe at length, but if you see a dream, all these things, it's potentially against the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem was for the Torah to be down here and it's for our Torah. Which obviously creates a tremendous amount of responsibility, but that's it's an unbelievable, beautiful gift that Hashem gave us. He gave us his most precious possession. He gave us, and he said, you're in charge. Just quickly before we end, and we'll discuss this next time also, the Chassam Sofer has a little bit of a added view in Siman Reish Ches and Orach Chaim, Devar Maskel V'Yesh. According to the Ran, the reason why the Torah is that we don't listen to heavenly signs when it comes to halacha is because that wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wanted the Torah to be down here. Chassam Sofer adds, it's not just that. It's that the only way for the Torah to exist is if we don't listen to heavenly signs. Because he said, Hashem understands I mean, listen, Hashem gives the Torah. Why can't Hashem also give his input every once in a while? So you can say, well, that's not how we did it. Why not? Says the Chassam Sofer, very simple. If you have Yashka, Yeshua Anaitzi Yimach Shemai, you have Yishmael Yimach Shemai, Yashabsai Tzvi Yimach Shemai, all these people historically came and said, they've heard through prophecy, whatever fake knowledge kind they had, they have prophecy, that the Torah is different. They're trying to distort the Torah. Said the Chassam Sofer, if it's possible for there to be input from heavenly signs, even if the heavenly signs is correct, it could lead to Jews accepting Christian views and Jews accepting certain Islam views and certain incorrect halachas. Hashem couldn't let the precedent be that it's possible for heavenly that someone talking to heaven affecting halacha, because that, although a lot of times it'll be the truth and you'll listen to Hashem and real Nevi'im will come and say this is what they heard and that'll be the correct thing, but a lot of times the Navi will come, a false prophet will come and said, I heard from Hashem this, and you don't have to keep Shabbos, and that's what happened with Shabbos at Tzvirach Manal Sun, that many Jews ate Chazer because he said that's what he heard. So you can't have such a presence. Chassam Sofer says the only way to keep the Torah intact was in order for Hashem to say, I'm shutting heaven out. Heaven is out of this. That's the only way to keep the Mesorah correct. Bez Hashem, next time we'll continue this discussion. As always, questions can be sent to avizakadinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.